of righteousness. The Abrahamic covenant is the covenant of grace. It's the covenant whereby God does the work and all we do is trust God. That's the Abrahamic covenant in trusting the coming Messiah. Now, if you try to do it by the Mosaic law, you don't need this. You don't need this. You don't need the cross of Christ to either be saved or be spiritual, because you're going to do it yourself in this law. You don't need it. I'm independent of you. I'll do it. So if you understand it in that framework of what he's talking about, look at verse 3. And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. Do you see it? People, you can get to God with the Mosaic law. If you can do that. But no human being can. No creature can. You can't get to God that way because it'll kill you. It's what it's designed for. So if you try to live to be either saved or live a Christian life by obedience and by, and when I say obedience, obedience to the law, and by your work, your self-discipline, you're never going to make it. But the point is, Christ isn't important to you because you're going to do it on your own. And I don't care how much you scream and holler, oh, no, no, Christ is important, God's important, Bible's, no, 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 no. Bible's very clear. You don't need it. You're going to do it here. But if we do it under faith, and that's why in chapter 3, 4, it talks about the Abrahamic covenant. If we do it by the Abrahamic covenant, if we do it by faith, then what do we need? God, I need you. I need the work of your Son. I need the work of your Spirit. And I need it all the time. That's what this one will do. This one takes us freedom and liberty, enslaves us to our need, our dependency on God. Law, I don't need you. I will do it myself, by my own life. So he says then, I testify again to every man who receives circumcision.